You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Blizzard comes and goes. Chris Christie is leaving the campaign trail to go back to New Jersey as a winter storm bears down on the Garden State.
They'll feel better if I'm there.
He assured New Hampshire voters that he'd return on Sunday if possible. Christie's wife will continue to stump for him tonight and tomorrow in New Hampshire. Donald Trump may be called to testify at the desertion trial of Army Sergeant Beau Bergdahl. Defense attorneys claim that Trump jeopardized Bergdahl's right to a fair trial by calling the soldier a traitor. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage Program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
The March for Life in Washington goes on as scheduled despite the severe storm. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
The 2016 March for Life in Washington, D.C. marked the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision with a call to protect the unborn, to remember millions of babies slaughtered through abortion, and one other message. Jean Mancini, the president of March for Life, said during the broadcast what that message was.
The March for Life is really an opportunity to educate about the most pressing needs in the culture of life and in our culture at large. And this year we're going to be hearing a lot of erroneous messages about what it means to be a woman, about the so-called false war on women.
Welcome to Staples.
A Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
As cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus are spreading across Central and South America and the Caribbean, the CDC in Atlanta issues a travel alert for pregnant women. USA's Susan King reports.
Experts say it's just a matter of time before the disease, which has been linked to an alarming increase in birth defects in Brazil, is transmitted here within the U.S. Dr. Lucilela Johnson with the Cleveland Clinic says the CDC issued the alert following reports in Brazil of a birth defect called microcephaly.
When the virus goes to a bloodstream, it can pass to the baby. And intrauterus can cause inflammation of the brain of the baby.
The CDC recommends women who are pregnant or planning to become pregnant avoid travel to the countries where the virus is spreading. You can find a list of those countries at cdc.gov. I'm Susan King.
Don't count on your Facebook friends to be with you when it really matters. An Oxford University psychologist took a look at social networks on Facebook and found that people have an average of 150 friends online. Well, that may seem like a crowd. The study showed that people felt they could only rely on around 4 of those friends to come through in a crisis. Charlotte Rampling is calling the Oscars boycott racist to white people. The 69-year-old actress is nominated this year for her leading role in the film 45 Years. She told France's Europe 1 radio station that the black actors might not have deserved nominations. The actress told the radio station that everyone is more or less accepted these days. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Don't fear technology. use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's a chance to get back on their feet and keep on serving the country they love.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
U.S. Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Dr. Nicole Lurie is in Flint, Michigan to coordinate the federal response to the city's lead-contaminated water. Lurie says there are a number of issues that need to be addressed.
We're still in the process of gathering information. We're very concerned that we're able to help the people of Flint deal with both the immediate crisis and the longer-term situation.
The effort includes the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which was directed to the city last weekend as part of a state of emergency authorized by President Obama. The president has announced that $80 million in funding will be available to the state of Michigan for water needs in Flint. The Michigan National Guard has been handing out bottled water and filters door-to-door, and several distribution sites remain open. Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Dr. Nicole Lurie says the best way to coordinate the response to Flint's water problems is by being on the ground there.
I felt so strongly about not doing this from Washington. The first thing I wanted to do was to get on a plane and come here and see this for myself.
For many across the nation, there will be a lot of snow shoveling in the next few days, and that can increase the risk of heart attacks in people who aren't used to that kind of intense exercise. Cardiologist Andrew Freeman of the National Jewish Health in Denver explains why.
Most people go out and shovel first thing in the morning, and we already know that's when most serious heart attacks occur. The second issue is that cold, for many folks, causes constriction of some blood vessels, particularly the coronary arteries, which supply the heart muscle itself.
Dr. Freeman says if you're over 55, mostly sedentary, and aren't in good shape, you should think twice about shoveling snow yourself. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, it's 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Well, buckle up, folks. We're going to have some fun next 36 hours or so. Right now in Flemington, it's 18 degrees. It's clear skies and calm winds for the time being. But we're in for interesting weather scenario. The highs today will be 33, the low will be 22, and the precipitation is zero at the moment. But in the next couple of hours, we are in for a winter storm watch until 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, the 24th. So there's the forecast from Weather Underground. Nothing seems to be coming up quickly around here all of a sudden. Don't know why. I guess everybody's checking the weather. What can I tell you? Well, we're in for snow starting around 2 a.m. tonight.
Well, let's give you a little bit of an update on that weather. And this is Pat Smits. I'm still waiting for the rest of the sports guys. And don't know what happened. They're all supposed to be here. We're supposed to be talking about the games this weekend and the games last weekend. And, of course, that's why I'm in black, because of what happened to my Packers. But anyway, what's happening with the weather is we've heard all day for the past week, probably, snow, snow, snow. And, in fact, it is going to start tonight, probably around 8 p.m. Actually, it may have started, but I don't think so. And we can expect to start early this evening, around 8 p.m. Start out not as heavy, but then get fairly heavy into the night, 100% chance. It just depends on the time it starts here. It depends on how fast it's moving up from the Washington area. We know it's moving up from Washington and Philadelphia and then into this area, and we should have fairly heavy snows tonight. And the thing to really worry about is the blowing snow. And then, of course, tomorrow, 100% chance of heavy snow and blowing snow, and temperatures will be under freezing, so it'll be sticking on the ground, and it should be fairly cold tonight, around 23 degrees. So the ground is cold enough that it probably won't melt, although if there is some melting and then freezing, be very careful out there because black ice is so treacherous. And tomorrow should be 100% of snow into Sunday, and then it should stop sometime in the morning, possibly early in the morning. And then we should be a nice, bright, sunny day. So actually, At this time, they're predicting that the snow should end about, 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe a little bit later, a little bit earlier, and then the will be just any new snow on Sunday will just be a minimal amount. But Monday, mostly sunny, high around 38 degrees. Monday night, cloudy, mostly cloudy on Tuesday. Warmer temperatures, though, up around 42 degrees. And then Tuesday night, again, mostly cloudy. But the snow, we could get snow accumulations of the prediction now is 6 to 10 inches. And depending on where you are, it could be more down in the Philadelphia areas. And so at this point, nobody knows, actually. They know some things, but they really can't predict just exactly what their snow is going to be here, but probably around 6 to 10 inches. So we're finally got one more sports guy in here, thank goodness. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good afternoon, Pat. I'm doing just fine. It's cold out there, folks.
Yeah, well, I thought you're usually here on time and early, and of course, I forgot all of my information about everything, so I'm certainly glad you've come in. I guess the door is still open.
Well, that's great. The door is still open. They haven't really locked up yet. I see we've got some really cool stuff to have everybody vote for Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio here at the Best of Huntington's Happening List. But my announcement is, looks like we got a hockey game to go to.
I was just about ready to announce that, Bill.
Well, February 20th, 7 o'clock, Pennsylvania Power and Light Arena in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We're going to see the Lehigh Phantoms face off against the Hartford Wolfpack. The Hartford Wolfpack is the Islander Farm Club at AHL Hockey, the level right below the National Hockey League, where you'll see tomorrow's stars that night. Additionally, they're playing the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, or the Philadelphia Flyers. Phantoms are their American Hockey League franchise, and we're going to see some great hockey. Both the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, rather, I said Hartford Wolfpack, my mistake, the Bridgeport Sound Tigers are probably one of the better teams in the league, and the Phantoms are sagging a little bit lately. But we have seats in the center ice seats in the lower part of the upper bowl. And we're going to be able to raffle off not one, but two Zamboni rides.
Oh, so wonderful.
That ought to be fun.
I mean, Zamboni rides, I have a couple little grandsons out in Wisconsin, and my son happens to be an announcer at one of the colleges for their hockey. And so the kids have had more than one or two chances to ride the Zamboni, which they think is, they think that's as good as riding a, the sailboats, I guess, in the summer. Although,
that's right.
I guess you wouldn't think that, Bill. But that's really going to be fun. And again, it's the February 20th, and we're not going to have a bus because we think everything, it's easy enough for everybody to get there.
Oh, yes. And it's only about 40 minutes, Pat, and it's just a couple of turns off of I-78 or 22 to get to downtown Allentown, where the old Hess department store used to be. There's parking about a block away, a number of restaurants in the area, plus there's a Chickie and Pete's in the arena. They also have some other arena-style food. I'm not a big fan of arena food, but, a hot dog always tastes best when you're watching a game.
That's true. And, folks, let us know. I mean, call Bill Wolfson, call me, call John Manfreda, and let us know, because right now we've only reserved 20 tickets, and, they're going fast, and we can certainly get more tickets, but we don't want to have to pay for them and then not use them. So just let us know. Call the chamber. And we'd really like to make this a fun time and invite everybody to join us, the sports guys, in a night of hockey.
That's right. Let's get up off that couch, folks, and join us to see the Lehigh Valley Phantoms play the Bridgeport Sound Tigers Saturday night, 7 o'clock, up in Allentown. The arena is a brand-new arena. They say it's beautiful. Ken Milstray, who can't be here tonight because his kitchen blew up, I heard.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
His kitchen or his oven or his stove or something like that. And so he's dealing with that. Meanwhile, I'm thinking about the snow. And how much of the weatherman say we're getting, Pat?
We're probably only 6 to 10 inches. And I think the big thing is, if it's blowing snow, be careful. I've already warned people not to drive too fast. And, just frankly, let's stay home this weekend. And if you go to any of the grocery stores or see any of the parking lots, it thinks that everybody has piled up everything. And in fact, I was listening to someone on the radio saying that there are no snow shovels to be had at some of the local stores. So I guess everybody is going to have a good weekend inside. And frankly, we still have some football to watch this weekend, Bill. And
it'll be Sunday. I'm disappointed that all the teams that I like are out, including the Packers.
Me too.
I thought we're going to win that game against St. Louis, even though it just wasn't.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Not St. Louis. Arizona.
I'm sorry. Phoenix. Pardon me.
Phoenix Cardinals. No. The amazing thing is that was the second game, and, that Hail Mary pass was unbelievable to tie up the game. And, we were still on the edge of our seats, just couldn't believe that catch, and the Arizona Cardinals came back so quickly. And I don't know if you watched it, but I've never felt that Carson Palmer is much of a he doesn't usually scamper around, and he did that time. I mean, he really evaded a lot of tackles in order to get that pass off to Fitzgerald. And of course, my husband had said and predicted that we had to be most careful about Fitzgerald, because if he played and he was in there, he is a game changer. And unfortunately, that's what happened. And in the first overtime, they won the game. But let me ask you something, Bill, because we had the great debate at my house, and my daughter Sue, who's a huge football fan, probably knows more football than most guys, but she still thinks that the overtime rules should be changed. I mean, we know that it used to be the first team that scored, and then, so it meant that, the first team would go down, field goal, and that was it. Now, of course, that they require either, a touchdown, or at least both teams get a chance to get the ball. But why not have each team have an opportunity to, have the ball for 15 minutes?
Well, I agree. I think they should play an extra 15-minute quarter, because here's what happens. Either they play an extra 15-minute quarter, or the other team gets the ball and gets a chance to try to score, and at least they get four downs. I think so much of pro sports is driven by the fact that the big glass eye television and all the money that flows from television revenue is just over-dominating the game.
Yeah,
but
now,
to take something away from our fans, because, remember, they have an interest in having the game end when it's scheduled to end, because they've got commercials to play, they've got the talking heads who used to play football to spend an hour after each game telling us what we just saw and why, and show us the highlights of other games. And I like the idea of, although I like the idea of sudden death, I don't like the idea of an unfair sudden death. So if only one team gets the ball and they score, whether it's a touchdown or a field goal, there should be a kickoff, and the other team should now get the ball. Hockey had the problem of the shootout. They played an even 5 minutes for a side. They decided to experiment with three a side, which made it even more fun. Then they go to the shootout, which I absolutely hate, because a game really shouldn't turn on just penalty shots. I know it does in soccer, and I think the U.S. women's team beat the Chinese Olympic team about 8 years ago. That was Brandi Chastain, who I think scored that winning goal for the U.S. women's soccer team. But somehow in football, it doesn't seem fair. They go to great lengths to be fair, even with the crummy coin toss.
Well, but that's the point. I mean, it really, and it doesn't always happen, because we've certainly seen, you know, overtime where it's not the first team that gets the ball. But when you think of the fact that in this game, probably what the team that could go on to the Super Bowl did it because they won a coin toss. You know, that's right. What seems so unfair, you know. And I do like the, now that they at least have to score a touchdown, that's better. But I think it's still, as you said, if they played, 15-minute quarters, and as long as one 15-minute quarter, as long as both teams got the ball, or they wouldn't even have to play a 15-minute quarter. They could just make sure at least have, if the first team scored, give the second team that same opportunity. And if they're 4 and out, well, then they're 4 and out and the game is over.
That's right. I think at the very least the other team should get the ball.
I do too. I absolutely do. Now, it's more exciting.
I was absolutely disappointed that even the coin toss between the Cardinals and the Packers looked like it was muffed. What do you think of that?
Well, it was. Apparently, it didn't flip over. And I don't know what the first coin toss came up, if it came up heads or tails, but Rodgers noticed that it hadn't flipped over, so that they had to redo it, and then of course it came up tails. And now, what game was it recently? I've forgotten already. Who was it that in an overtime, instead of taking the ball, elected to receive? Who was that? It just recently happened.
I forget who that was.
And then of course they lost the game as a result of not taking the ball, which of course in overtime, any team, the way it's structured, would want to get the ball first. Now, if each team was going to get the ball, then it would make it a little more of a strategic, do you want to receive the ball first or do you want to receive the ball second? You know, how do you, that, in fact, that alone would be an interesting thing as to the strategy of how teams would handle that one.
Well, I think if a game is tied, you want the ball.
Well, of course you do now. You have to want the ball.
And if the game is tied, you want the first opportunity. Because remember, you've just had about a five-minute breather. There's a coin toss. The offense is off the field. They're fresh, and they're ready to go. Everybody's had that 5 minutes plus. The big glass eye has already shown 5 or 6 more car, beer, and vacation commercials.
Well, we had this conversation last week where when the Packers, the last game the Packers played at Lambeau, and they had the whole stadium holding up cards, and the television didn't even bother to see what a spectacular. I mean, it's almost, people would think it would be impossible that every person in that stadium holds up a card to the point that you can see the flag, you can read what the words say, and yet somehow television didn't feel it was important enough to bother to show it.
Well, all I can say, Pat, is that ESPN missed a big moment in football and a big fan moment. And remember,
but did they care? Have you heard any fallout about that? I don't think most people even
were. I heard a lot of criticism about that.
Did you? Because most people didn't even, most people were not even aware that it was going on. I mean, unless you were at the stadium, I didn't know until you sent me something.
Well, I got it because a friend of mine got it off the internet on YouTube. And what happened was that when he sent it to me, I sent it to a friend of mine who's a retired West Pointer, and he was appalled because he is a Packer fan, even though he grew up in the New Jersey area, and he's an 80-year-old man. He is he served his country for about 5 years, including West Point, Korea, And he was in the armed forces during the 50s and was stationed in many different places. And this is important to him, just like it was important to his classmates. And, you know, for the members of what I'll call the greatest generation who have are now unfortunately passing on, and for the generation or right afterwards, the Depression era generation.
No. Depression era generation was before the Great Generation. The Great Generation were the guys in World War II.
And the baby boomers, such as we are, you know, we are so immune to how annoying television can truly be, because we've grown up with it. We've had it all our lives.
No, but not the way television is now. I mean, it may be, now granted, we in rural Wisconsin, we did not get television very early, but when we did, it was black and white. It was one channel. It was not all day long. It was only, you know, I don't remember when it went on and when it went off, but it was not anything close to what television is today.
Oh, it's overwhelming. And as somebody once said, 500 channels and nothing I want to watch. True. I don't know where they get all this programming from, to be honest with you, Pat. But getting back to sports and television, they always seem to have the game on that you don't really care about, particularly in hockey. And I'm not a big basketball fan. But if you don't follow a local team, you're almost forced to buy one of those packages.
Oh, absolutely. We buy the football package every year, even though a number of the Packer games will be on television nationally, because there's always a couple that you have to have the package in order to get the game. Now, if you're a real fan, you really want that NFL package because you can watch every game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And there was just a recent court decision between baseball was litigating a class action, as was the NHL, that says that you can now buy a season ticket package for all of your team's games and not be stuck with the games you don't want to see. So if you're a Flyers fan I am, and you want to buy the NHL channel because you want to see the NHL package, which is called Center Ice, because you want to see your Flyers play every game and you want to see the conference games are going to be meaningful where their opponents are playing one another. You can now elect just to get that as opposed to getting all of the games, because quite frankly, there are very few people here in New Jersey, North or South Jersey, who care how Edmonton is going to do against the Calgary Flames on a Tuesday night.
Well, is that
January
going to be across all sports? For example, with the NFL ticket, the only reason we get it is we want to watch the Packer games.
I don't know the answer. The NHL actually settled. Baseball, lost. And now you can go out and buy the Yankee package if that's what you want, or the Cubs package.
Yeah, but what's the cost of the Cubs package or the Yankees package versus the
entire one? I don't know. I don't know what the pricing is.
Because it's expensive.
And that hasn't really been established. I bet it's not going to be
cheap.
The
NFL is... I don't remember. We pay 5 or 6 payments of I don't remember how many dollars, but I think it's probably around $400.
That wouldn't surprise me. It is not cheap. And, you know, you're getting every game, and you can't possibly watch every game.
Well, and as I said, you're right. I think that the reason we started getting the NFL package the reason we got satellite television was to get the NFL package, and that was because... You know, unless the Packers were playing on national television or ESPN, you know, we would have a difficult time even getting their score. So, it's great for people who are diehard fans, but as I said, most of us who are really diehard fans are really want to follow just one team.
I think that's exactly the case. If you're going to spend that kind of money because you want to see your team's road games and you live out of their broadcast area or you are worried about a blackout, it may make some sense. I know
Packers are never blacked out.
Pardon?
Packers are never blacked out. They always sell their tickets.
Oh, yeah. The Packers always have a sellout, so they're not blacked out. But we've seen... situations where the Eagles were having a bad year and they wouldn't sell out, and sometimes the game would not be on the local television affiliate.
Well, what does happen in northern Wisconsin is because it's Minnesota and the Packers, that some people there have to get a satellite because they don't want to watch the Minnesota game, they want to watch the Green Bay game. And all of the television stations are in Minneapolis, so they tend to, they tend to broadcast the Minnesota.
In fact, the children are probably not allowed to watch the Minnesota games, right?
They wouldn't want to.
Unless they're of a certain
age. They wouldn't want to. It's a very interesting. If you get into that northern Wisconsin and Minnesota, it's very interesting there because that's one of the reasons I think that the rivalry between Minnesota and Green Bay, I shouldn't say Minnesota, I should say Minneapolis, but the Minnesota and the Packers, you know, it's such a rivalry, and they really, really don't like each other. Much more so than, although Chicago-Green Bay is a rivalry, there's a lot of respect between those teams.
Well, those teams have played each other for, what, over 70 years?
Yeah, they were the first teams. They were the, first,
they were the teams, beginning NFL teams.
Along with the Beloit Fairies and a few other teams.
Oh, the Frankfurt Hornets or something, yeah. Or Yellow Jackets, right. I think they were called.
What do you think we should probably figure out what's happening this weekend?
Well, you know, we have the opportunity for everybody to go snowshoeing and cross country skiing tomorrow, and I think that'll be fun. I'm going to try to do some cross country skiing on my road once I get a nice 5 or 6 inches that's packed down real good. But there's nothing like cross-country skiing on fluffy snow.
But I don't think this is going to be fluffy, is it?
I think it's going to be on the fluffy
side. I thought it was
side.
Supposed to be heavy wet snow.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Well, that's what we heard. And we have, since we're on well water, we received JCPNL's, you know, we had a phone call from JCPNL telling us to, to get some water, you know, set aside water, well, because they're really concerned that
power's going to go off.
Well, they're concerned that the electricity is going to go off, and of course, you know, we don't have electricity, we don't have water.
That's not a good thing. We have plenty of water. We have a full tank in the generator, and I have another.
You have water in your generator?
No, I have. A full tank of gasoline in my generator.
Oh, okay.
I have a half a tank of gasoline in a can, and I have two more in my car, and I'm going to fill those up on the way home, so I've got a total of 15, 20 gallons, because I don't know what's going to happen with JCPNL. After Sandy, I'm not taking any chances.
Well, we have a generator. We also have a big generator, but it's diesel.
Yeah, well.
And, of course, you know, if you run out of diesel fuel, as we did back then, and the gas stations weren't pumping. It was,
you're out of luck.
Nice generator, but didn't work.
Nope. I keep thinking to myself I should go out and get one of those natural gas generators and put it on the gas line to my house. But, the $6,000 or $7,000 does not attract me, especially at a house that probably needs some new windows beforehand. Meanwhile, you talk about rivalries and TV and things like that. Nobody ever talks about the rivalry between the Buffalo Sabres and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, they're at different sides of the lake. You've got to drive about 110 miles to go from Buffalo, actually from Towanda, to go over the International Peace Bridge to Niagara Falls and then drive around the lake through, strangely enough, very nice wine country just north of Niagara Falls until you get to Hamilton. You go over a bridge, and then you're in Mississauga and then Toronto. And Maple Leaf fans are known for their polite courtesy, and the Buffalo fans are almost as bad as us Philadelphia Flyer fans.
But is my geography wrong? Isn't Toronto almost closer to Detroit?
Toronto and Buffalo, for some reason, have had a rivalry since Buffalo joined the NHL in 67. The Sabres and the Leafs that year were both pretty good teams, and the Leafs, I think, won their last cup in 67, and what happened was that buffalo began to get better and better and suddenly picked up on the old French Connection line back in 73, 74, 74, 75. They were great players. They were all French Canadians. So when they went into Toronto and they touched the puck, the place got very quiet. The Leaf fans wouldn't boo. They would just get quiet. It was very interesting. If you've ever had the pleasure of being in Maple Leaf Gardens.
No, I haven't. But I think one of the things we need to talk about is at least my predictions last week for football were abysmal. And I'm trying to remember who you were. I mean, I thought Kansas City, I was really hoping that Kansas City.
I was hoping Kansas City would pull it out, but they didn't.
Nope, they didn't. I did get the Packers at the spread then was like 9.5. So
right.
I beat the spread, but my Packers didn't win. I had the Packers, the Chiefs. I did pick Denver, and I did pick Carolina. So I was only 2 out of 4.
I forget what my picks were.
You had the Panthers, the Broncos, the Chiefs. Well, you were 3 out of 4 because, of course, you picked the Panthers, the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Cardinals.
Well, I was hoping the Chiefs might just pull it off against New England. I thought New England's ripe for the picking, but I don't think that's going to happen, Pat.
Well, it didn't happen. I know John had the Patriots, the Broncos. And he picked the Seahawks, I don't recall his fourth one, but he picked the Seahawks, so he went down on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and Ken picked the same, if I recall, but I may
mm-hmm.
be wrong.
That's right.
My recollection. So what about this week?
Well, this could be an interesting week. I like New England. I think they're going to beat the Broncos. And I think Carolina is going to beat the Cardinals only because I think they're going to show just how good they are offensively. It's tough to pick a team that doesn't have Cam Newton on it.
Yeah,
he's playing really well.
I have to tell you, I'm going to go with Denver only because I don't like Brady, and I really would like to see Manning get back into.
Oh, I would
Super
too,
Bowl.
But it's hard. It's hard to bet against the New England Patriots to win.
I'm betting against them, and I'd like to see Cam Newton, and Arizona, the Packers were able to get to Palmer. I think a lot will depend on Fitzgerald. I mean, really do.
Yeah.
I mean, Fitzgerald is, the Packers kept him pretty much contained until the end of the game. And, but once he was able to get open and, I have to tell you, I would never have thought that Carson Palmer would be able to, dance around to the point that he'd have enough time. And he was almost sacked on that. And, but he made it. And, the heartbreaking thing is it was done so quickly. It was like we were still up on this Hail Mary pass and all of a sudden, the Packers have lost.
Well, it'll just burst your bubble. I always feel terrible when that happens because, the outcome is in doubt until the last minute, which is always the most exciting kind of game. But then when it's your team that loses, it just makes Monday that much more unpleasant. In fact, Pat, I have said to myself, I don't care for any of the teams playing Sunday.
I don't either.
Rooting interest. I may just do something else. We got plenty of stuff to do around our house during the snowstorm. I have all kinds of stuff to get organized because right after Super Bowl, it is, of course, tax season. God help us. And
don't tell me you're one of those people who, tax season to me, for myself, is probably around the 10th of October.
Oh, okay. You're one of those extenders.
Oh, and what about when do you have to get your taxes in this year? That's a good point. I mean, we're the sports guys, but
when do you have to get them in? I think it's April 15th, isn't
it? No, I think this year it's the 17th.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I think so. Check it out.
I'll have to do that. Well, I want to get them in early because I like to do it and forget about it. And unless I get something nasty from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I'd rather, land of procrastinate
the
on that one.
The land of the mosquito and the home of the down the shore.
So who do you think is going to be the most valuable player this year?
Oh, in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see Kaepernick. I think we're going to see Cam Newton.
I think it'll be Cam if, in fact, they win the Super Bowl. And, of course, it's 5:51.
And here's John
Right
Manfreda.
On time.
Right.
Mr. Manfreda.
Right
Good
out.
Thing I played all the
But
commercials.
You know, Pat, before we give John too much of a hard time, we owe our sponsors a couple of radio
No,
spots.
We don't. I played them all because you were so late.
Oh, I was late and John was
I figured
late. Okay.
I would,
Well, we knew we can rely upon you, Pat, to, man the
of course,
the
nobody
bridge
thinks
here.
We were here because I
and,
was playing.
And part of what I was doing was getting us new guests for upcoming shows, and on the law show, that is. So it's not all lost, okay? But I did hear some of your comments when I was in the office playing it in the background, trying to get out. The big games, I assume that's the been the bulk of the conversation.
Now you know who always talks hockey, so we started to talk about our predictions. How about you for this weekend?
Well, I think you got a couple of close games. It's very difficult to pick against New England because they're good and they play so well in big games. But I give Denver a puncher's chance, shall we say. The key for New England is they never seem to make a mistake in the big game. You're not looking for Brady to turn it over, but yet Denver is one of those teams that tends to make that big mistake.
Yeah.
The real question I think everybody has is, can Peyton Manning be anything close? I mean, they had all those nine drops, and what they're attributing those to is the lack of the arm strength. The ball just isn't getting there as quickly. Plus, he's exposing those receivers, trying to float the ball a little bit, and it gives the defensive backs time to close. So the whole thing is off there. The one hope I think they have, obviously they have a solid defense, they got to run the ball. If Denver runs the ball and they can keep it close, they have a good chance to hold on and win at home in the fourth quarter. But that's a big if.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, I do think, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Bill,
You always interrupt me.
I think that the one advantage is that they're playing in Denver. In other words, I think Denver is a tough place for other teams to play. I mean, they're not used to that altitude.
No doubt.
They're not going to be faced with the cold that they might have in New England. And frankly,
I don't think it'll be balmy in Denver, will it?
I doubt it.
Well, you never know.
But it'll be worse in New England.
Right. And honestly, in Denver, if you've spent much time there, you never know. It can be, 60 degrees one day and 30 degrees the next. But it's the altitude.
Sounds like New Jersey at times.
No, this is.
But I know what you mean.
Much different. But I do think that there is some advantage that they're playing in Denver, and I just hope that Peyton Manning has,
Doesn't embarrass himself.
Well, and I think I'm hoping he has kind of the game of his career, because I think that this is his last shot.
You think this is his swan song?
I do.
I agree.
They're
drawing comparisons to someone you know and love well, though.
Yes, I know.
The Brett. Comparisons, and of course we know that didn't end well.
No, I don't think Peyton would. No, I don't think that.
You don't think he's going to the Jets after
Well,
this.
I don't think. I don't think Denver would handle it as poorly as, frankly, I think the Packers handled that one. I thought that they pushed Brett too quickly, to make that decision. And it is what it is. I've talked about it for years.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And of course,
I'm sorry I mentioned it.
No, I think that they were worried at the time that they didn't want to lose Rodgers, and you can
There's no question
why.
About that. And the same thing is going to happen with Brock Osweiler. There's no way Peyton Manning's back next year, which is why I agree with Bill. I think this is the swan song, because Osweiler has made it clear through the media that he's not going to come back to Denver.
Now, how long has he been there?
Three. I think this is either his third or his fourth. I know at least three. It might be his fourth.
Well,
so there's big comparisons to Rodgers. Not that he's an Aaron Rodgers.
No, but Rodgers was on the bench for 6 years.
Was it that long, Pat?
I thought it was only four
because it seemed to me that Aaron Rodgers really came into his own.
2002, wasn't he?
2003 or 2004.
I didn't think it was six, but regardless, the point is well taken.
Favre has been out now. He played 1 year. He's up for the Hall of Fame.
So that'd be seven years because he had 2 years out.
He had 2 years out.
Seven, eight. Yeah, I mean, I guess it was. It might have been 5 years anyway. It might have been 5 years. Yeah, but Osweiler isn't coming back unless they commit to him, and I believe Elway would. The kid's got a cannon arm, big guy. I think he's like 6'7". Can move. He's somewhat mobile. He's got a lot of tools. Now, does he have all the intangibles of a Brady, of a man? No, but you hope that he'll, you know, acquire some of those talents as he gets more confidence, knows he's the starter. I mean, I think the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. And Pat, you would know best, certainly better than Bill and I, but, you know, we knew Rodgers was good. Did you think he was going to be this good before Brett Favre left?
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's the response I was looking for.
I liked Aaron Rodgers.
But I mean, did you think he was going to be Aaron Rodgers? He is. Okay, my point being that
I saw him play a couple of games on.
But my point, Bill, my point being that getting back to Osweiler, if you remove Peyton Manning, I think he takes a step or at least a half a step up. I mean, I'm talking about particular games. I'm saying, you know, the job is yours. The team's behind you. You got the confidence. You're the man. That's got to help his game.
Yeah, and I think Peyton Manning wants to go out.
And if you notice about Manning, like you correctly point out, he was having a little trouble getting the ball to his receivers. There were drops, and the ball just seemed to float a little bit more than it usually does when he throws.
Wasn't getting there with the zip they're used to, and that timing's off a microsecond, or especially if the ball's taking longer to get there. You make your jump, and the ball isn't quite there, and it's behind you a little bit. And, you know, that's what makes Tom Brady so good.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be honest about that. I mean, the guy puts it in the breadbasket every time, hits his runners and his receivers in stride.
Unfortunately.
It is what it is. The only other guy that I've, and Rodgers is close too, but the only other guy that I recall throwing with that kind of precision was Joe Montana. Montana was right in the breadbasket.
Because he
did not have great arm strength, so he relied on perfect timing.
And he had receivers that were.
And he had big-time receivers.
Unbelievable.
They made him look good too, but.
They really did.
Well, look at, you know, when you can throw to a Ronnie Lott, or guys like that, you really.
Well, I was thinking more Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I was thinking Jerry Rice.
And, exactly. And who was his partner in crime there? The other one, John Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah.
But Jerry Rice. I mean, Jerry Rice
can't get any better than that.
You couldn't. And he could, you know, with almost any quarterback, he would have been great. I think Jerry Rice is one of the greatest.
He could make you and me look good.
He could. But I think that I think Peyton won't come back. I don't think he's going to be a Brett Favre because I think he wants to go out on top. And I think so too. And
this is his shot. He wants it real bad.
And I think Brett Favre, frankly, was still on the top. I mean, he hadn't lost it when he left the Panthers.
When he left Green Bay,
no.
I think he could have played two more years.
And he did. I mean, look what he did with Minnesota.
I think he could have played well with the Packers. But they wouldn't have kept Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And they knew. And look, he got him another Super Bowl. So the Packers made the right decision. I think they're vindicated.
Well, I just don't like the way it was done.
Absolutely.
And I frankly, you know, and maybe Brett would not come back sharing that spotlight. I'm not sure about that. But in any event, we're going to have some interesting games. I mean, I really think that.
Well, what's your take on the NFC? That was the AFC. We beat that.
What was your
NFC?
I'm going with Cam Newton.
Hard to bet against Carolina.
I think.
Yeah, they're at home.
And frankly, you know, although the Arizona Cardinals look good, I mean, they didn't look as good as they did the first game they played against the Packers. And then, of course, they went on to lose that next game. I don't know. I think Cam Newton, I think he could be MVP this year.
Very possibly.
The
one bright spot there is, believe it or not, we all think of Arizona as a great passing team, which it is, but they're also a very good running team. I know they were in the top 10, right, maybe higher. If they can run the ball, I think Carolina is going to have a lot of trouble stopping them. But the thing is, to your point about Cam Newton, I think they can match Arizona's firepower.
Well, and I think it also will be interesting to see if they can get to Carson Palmer.